Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Hello, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 4th of March, 2021. We've got the best technology news that's been happening over the past couple of days, and it's coming your way in about 5 minutes. Google's gonna make a promise for us. That promise being, it won't just keep tracking you after replacing cookies. Those of you unfamiliar with this, well, Google's actually phasing out its third-party tracking cookies, and they want to make it very much clear that they won't just replace them with something equally invasive. This was all set out in a blog post from Google, and I say, quoting, it will not build alternative identifiers to track individuals as they move across the web. Yep, those are Google's exact words. And of course, this will all happen when those third-party cookies are gone. So, what's going to replace it? Well, Google says their web products will be powered by privacy-preserving APIs that apparently will prevent individual tracking while still delivering results for advertisers and publishers. Now, you got to say, it does make a lot of sense to be heading in a different direction, particularly when there's a lot of third-party cookies out there that have been blocked. It may also have a lot to do with Google wanting to change directions because of the ever-increasing regulatory pressure from across the globe. Hey gamers, get ready to throw down $479. What you buying? Well, you're buying the new RX 6700 XT from AMD. What's that? Well, that's a graphic processing unit, better known as a video card. Now, this is basically to fill the void out there for people that don't want to or simply can't afford the RX 6800 and the 6800 XT graphics cards. They're also saying don't worry about stocks either. They are on track to significantly have more GPUs available for sale at launch. And they basically been doing this over the last few weeks with all of their graphics cards. They have a lot of refresh stocks currently of the RX 6000 GPUs, which is actually currently available on their own website, at least as of doing this podcast today. Now, if you're on the fence of wanting to spend still $479, yeah, it ain't cheap, you can always check out the video on their website. It's a little 20-minute presentation. That way you can find out if the RX 6700 XT is for you. Wow, we were just talking about privacy with Google. And yeah, and still part of me is wondering, is that really going to ring true? They're not going to track you anymore? Yeah. Well, if you are like a lot of people out there, privacy is very important to you. And that's what the folks over at Brave are hoping that maybe you'll go to their side for search. Now, if Brave sounds familiar to you, yeah, that's the privacy-focused browser. But apparently for them, it's not just about browsing the web anymore, it's about searching it. And they're about to develop their own search engine. Now, Brave says their new search engine will provide an alternative to Google Search in Chrome and will do search based on the same principles as their browser, meaning complete privacy for the end user. The company clearly states they will be putting users first and won't track or profile them. Now, Brave is actually working on bringing its own ad network to search, something that's actually very similar to the search engine DuckDuckGo. Now, as far as the search engine goes, well, not there yet, but you can actually get yourself on a waiting list and sign up if you're actually interested in testing Brave Search. And finally, boy, the rage has all been Mars over the past couple of weeks, hasn't it? We're seeing some new images, getting the thought of, how would it be like to be there? I mean, literally, what would it be like to walk or even speak on Mars? Well, if you want to hear yourself on Mars, you can. And you won't have to wait endless hours to hear your own echo, thanks to the Sound of Mars Simulator. Yeah, sorry, it's just a simulator. NASA's actually just released this thing where you can record your voice, or any other sound, actually, and then you convert it. And by converting it, it emits like it's coming from the red planet itself. Basically, what happens, you record a 10-second message, then you compare it to the original result on Earth. Run it through the little processor, and voila, that's what you sound like on Mars. Now, I don't really want to ruin it for you, but I'm sorry I'm going to. Have to make this story a little bit longer. But you're in the thing, and you do it all up, and you got your recording going. The result? Yeah, it sucks. Basically, it's just your voice further away and very freaking muffled. The only good thing about it is you're actually free to download them and actually share them via your social network once you've done all this processing. It also makes you wonder, too, if we ever take a trip to the red planet, chances are we're not going to be able to understand each other. But hey, who cares? We're on Mars. Have you got a story no one else is listening? Send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website is located at britishtechnetwork.com. Get subscribed to the news show over there. Check out the Max Show, the Big Show, and the Photo Show as well. You can also hop on over to our Facebook page, too, at British Tech Network, or follow us on Twitter at British Tech and join our community in our Slack room by simply visiting britishtech.slack.com. The news show back at your way for your FRIDAY edition tomorrow. We'll be getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be happening. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Thursday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.